Okay, just start out with the medical report here. Kellen Davis and Phil Taylor were both out today. Had a chance to work on the side, and again, they're day-to-day, and they shouldn't be too much longer. David Nelson worked back in, got some individual today, some individual work, so we'll evaluate him and continue to evaluate him and hopefully get a chance to upgrade him as we're going. O'Neal Cousins rolled his ankle in practice. We'll evaluate that afterwards and see where we're at for him for tomorrow going forward. Questions?
You sound like pretty optimistic on Phil. That was an injury that really hampered Ruben last year, the calf strain. He missed some significant time with that. Any fear that this is just nothing more than just a day or so?
No, I really not. I'm expecting him back in the next few days. He feels good, and he's worked hard on the side there and with the trainers, and all reports I've gotten are pretty positive.
I know you haven't seen Nelson full go yet, but what do you think he can add, especially his size, with Josh out his first couple of months?
Yeah, he's a big guy, and he has good hands. He's been productive, so he's played. He has good experience, and we'll just have to get him out there. He hasn't been in the system, and obviously he's just been learning through meetings. So just getting out there and going through, the route tree and those type of things was good as a starting point today.
Chad, was there something with the installation today that promoted a lot of interceptions and batted balls and breakups?
Well, whatever it is, we won't put those in tomorrow, those plays in. We had big – it was the past 2 days have been large installs for us, and we were working a lot of third down situations. This was a third and long day. We'll just have to look at the tape and make the corrections off it and move on.
First glance, appears the defense had a good day or the offense had a bad day?
Yeah, I think the secondary showed made some really nice plays, really broke well on the ball on a couple of those. And, again, we'll just have to look at the tape and see where we go from there on both sides of the ball.
Can you talk specifically about Johnson Batamosi? He broke up a couple there. And how's he making that switch?
Yeah, I think he's making progress on a day-to-day basis, and it's a matter of getting comfortable with the new position and something that he hasn't ever played, that he's never played before. So, I think he's progressing. Everybody's going to have ups and downs, and everybody's going to have good days and bad days and good plays and bad plays, but, the key is learning and that we're progressing and going in the right direction.
The one guy you have that had some experience in that position is Gibson. What have you your impressions of him through spring and now?
I've been pleased with Deshaun. He's really shown a lot just from a coverage standpoint in the last couple of days just watching him. Obviously, we put the pads on tomorrow, so we'll get a chance to see all the guys pop. But, that's where, from a tackling standpoint, some of the physical things, we'll get a little more chance to evaluate some guys.
Is there anything specifically you like about what you see from him, what you see a little bit already?
From Deshaun?
Yeah.
He's a solid player. He's smart. He works at it. He understands football, has a good football sense, and like I said, he's shown some good coverage skills out here.
How much hitting can we expect to see tomorrow, the first day with pads? Do you manage it day-to-day?
Yeah, we're going to hit. We won't be tackling to the ground. That doesn't mean that nobody will be on the ground, but we're not tackling to the ground, and we'll hit, we'll block, we'll thud up and wrap up, so it'll be good work for us, and it's about time to get the pads.
What do you most look forward to on the first day? Is there a position group you like to see more than another?
Well, the guys up front. They've been trying to block each other and trying to get off blocks and being careful, and we're working, together to protect each other, and that's the key that you want to do when you don't have the pads on. So, now that you have the pads on, we still want to protect each other and be smart. But you can cut it loose, and you can see the physicality, and the finish is what you really get a chance to see. The guys that have that finish.
How often will you be?
We'll be in pads. Probably we'll judge it going forward. But 2 days at least here for sure, and then we'll judge it and see where we go from there.
What's your overview of Wheaton after 2 days of watching him out here?
I think he's again made progress. There's some good plays, some bad plays. And I want to see the progress that he makes when he makes mistakes and learning and growing.
Ted, what do you expect to see from Greg Little now that he's in OTAs and minicamp in just 2 days here?
I've been really pleased with Greg all along. He's made really big strides in the spring, and You know, he still has a long ways to go and a lot to learn about football and playing receiver and the details of the position. You know, that's the biggest thing I think that I stress with all the guys is that, you know, there's guys have potential, but it's about knowledge, it's about detail, and it's about drive. And those are the things that to reach your potential you have to focus on. And so that's what we've been talking a lot about.
When you have a practice like this where there are a lot of picks and bad passes and things like that, does it necessarily mean that the quarterbacks didn't have the kind of day you'd like them to have? Or
not necessarily. It's always something you have to go up and look at the tape. Sometimes, you know, if the routes are off, sometimes maybe the protection's off. Some, you know, it can be a lot of different things, as well as just the quarterbacks throwing interceptions. So, yeah, that's why you always want to look at it and then, you know, get in the meeting rooms and make the corrections and move forward.
Obviously, you're you know, rotating Buster and Chris at that other quarterback spot right now. What are you seeing from both of those guys? What do you like, maybe what do you don't like?
Yeah, the couple of nice plays by both of them today. They're really competitive guys. Those guys are really guys that take a lot of pride in their trade and what they're doing and focus on the things that you're coaching them to do.
How about Joe Hayden? Talk about Joe's development. You've probably gotten to know him a little bit as a person. You know, what do you like about him on film and
that? I mean, Joe's really stepped up as a leader, has stepped up as a guy, as a professional. With, you know, Joe focuses and wants to focus on improving and being more consistent. And, you know, I see that in his approach. I think he's done a great job in that way, and I'm expecting him to keep getting better and better.
And when you see him out there, he just seems to, you know, read the quarterback's eyes really well. He knows how to play with the receivers. He's got some picks and some bad down passes. What can you say about the performance he's had so far?
He's been real active out there, and again, I, you know, looking back yesterday compared to today, I noticed he was really focusing on some of the things that the coaches had been talking to him about and working on those things and improving in that way.
Have you seen him kind of establish himself as, you know, a really solid starter? Do you see the potential for more? Do you see the potential for an elite corner?
Yeah, I just talked about potential. He has potential, and that means he has ability. And, you know, if he continues to develop and work on, you know, his knowledge and the details and the drive, you know, I think that, you know, he has a ability to be able to fulfill that potential.
Did you have a background on some of these guys before you got here? Like, did you heard anything about Joe as a leader or off the field? And then, like, did you feel the need to sit down and talk to him? Because he had this special answer. I'm sure you knew about that, but did you feel the need to sit down and address those issues with him?
Well, you know, I took the approach was from early on that everybody has a fresh start and a new start, and regardless of what maybe there was said about him, I wasn't going to listen to any of that. And you know, I wanted to, for us and for our staff, to make our own conclusions or come to our own conclusions in evaluating guys. So but Joe is a guy that you know, and I do feel is critical to, you know, be a leader and show the maturity level that you would expect out of, you know, a guy that's coming in, you know, to the time in his career that he's at.
What does he rank in terms of other top cornerbacks that you've been around, especially in men?
It's hard to rank so early for me. I really need to see. And again, I think Joe's best days are ahead of him. You know, that if he continues to work.
What's the biggest improvement you've seen from the OTAs to first 2 days of training camp?
I overall, just guys understanding what we want, how we're practicing, their expectations are that now. There's no surprises in terms of that. I think they've improved in terms of knowing the systems and understanding more of the details of the systems, and we still have plenty of work to do.
Does that do it, everybody?
Should I take you one fun but also serious question? Mike Tomlin is out on Twitter.
I don't even know. I'm not a real technology guy, so I wouldn't even know how to get started on that. I have a hard enough time with my cell phone.
You can tweet, go for it.
Thanks, everybody.
All right, thanks. We'll